T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Circle around and kind of nail this down for me, because he's a man of the people, literally, and he's out there on the streets living this. And he reaches the unreachable, so I figured I'd snag him this morning. My favorite man of God, with no exaggeration, Pastor James Hogan. Good morning, my man.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. Pushing on. Still dealing with this back injury, but, pushing on.
Gosh.
Sorry about Nick, man. That's brutal.
Oh, gosh.
He's a real hero.
He is. I saw him yesterday. It's hard to watch, my man. It's hard to watch someone die, and it made me think of my father and, all that
Unfortunately,
stuff.
In my business, I've had to do it too many times.
You know what we're going to do, though, man? We're going to have his house done, and we're going to bring him over there on Sunday. So
awesome.
That's kind of beautiful.
Awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
So I wanted to snag you, because I started the show with this, and the phone lines blew up, and then I went to something else, but I wanted to snag you for a minute, because you have great wisdom. The numbers are dramatic and obvious that no one's going to church. About 50% of the populace goes once a month, and then in Catholics, it's about 23% goes once a week, and then the young folks, about half of them never go. They don't even have a church. They call them nuns, meaning they have nothing, and then the number of atheists has doubled. What's happening? What are you seeing, and why, sir?
Well, the first thing is about half of it is a self-inflicted wound. The church has hurt itself in so many ways. There are ways to convey truth without beating people.
Yeah.
And there's the whole story. I mean, it's why you're not in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of damage done there. But the other thing is that culturally, there's been an onslaught of imposed secularism. My kids, the two that are still in school, one goes to Rhema Christian School, the other one goes to Robinson Township Christian School. Neither one of them were asked what their preferred pronoun was on the first day of school. They're not getting fed this steady line of cultural change and garbage. And so all of my kids, I let them decide what they want to do, and all of them have chosen to become Christians, and they're at church every week, and they they play in the band at the church, and they're a good influence on their friends. But a lot of kids, the only thing they get is a steady diet of anti-God stuff, and then you add on to that what the church has done to itself, and the church got too intertwined in politics, got too mean about the way it conveyed hard truths to people, and that hurts. But I'll tell you, I hear the concern in your voice.
Yeah.
And for a guy, like, I love the Log Cabin Church. I've got friends that are there, and I'm glad you're there. I wish Faith Bridge were closer to your house, because I'd love to have you come worship with us.
Yeah.
But there really are consequences to this.
Absolutely,
man. This generation coming up is the most depressed.
Yeah.
The most self-absorbed.
Anxious.
The most anxious, feelings of helplessness, suicide rate through the roof. Let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
I have a friend who came up from Farmville, Virginia, a couple of years ago to help us out in the summertime for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's a professional painter. That's what he does.
Yeah.
And so he said, while I'm here, I'm going to paint the fence in front of the church. And I watched him, and he's painting with his left arm and very meticulous and doing a great job. But his left arm is his weak arm. He was right-handed.
Yeah.
He's painting with his left arm because his right arm was blown off in the barracks in Lebanon in the early 80s. And he came home and started a painting business, and he does well for himself. He's got a great reputation. And he spent hot summer days out here in front of the church using his bad arm, because it's the only one he had left, to do public service, helping out the church. His daughter, who's a college-age young lady, is constantly on social media complaining about how tough life is. she put this thing on last year that I saw about how she has PTSD because she went to college for a semester and she dropped out because the pressure to get grades is just too much and she couldn't handle it.
And her dad had his arm blown off and he's out working.
Right. And so when we feed all this here, have no bearing, have no foundation,
nice.
Garbage to a generation, they literally don't know where to turn. The thing that faith does, it's one of the hardest truths is it's not about you.
Yeah.
God is real. And some of the things he's going to call you to are just about him. And they're just about, like the Bible says that the church is made up of many, many parts. And each of those parts has a place. So if you're supposed to be in a church and you're not there, it's not just you're missing out on what the church has for you. It's that the church is missing out on what you were supposed to be doing there.
Hey, can you hang? Can you hang?
Yeah, sure.
I need you.
Sure.
This is great stuff. I'm serious about that. More wisdom than anyone, any man or woman of God that I know. A fantastic guy. I'm a what they call a disgruntled Catholic. I grew up in the Catholic Church, all Catholic school, all the way through high school, Central Catholic. I was an altar boy until I was well into high school. I was in the choir, total immersion. I never liked it. I got to be honest. I never liked it. I went because I had to go. I had no choice. And I think that's part of the play here. My parents made us go. You had no choice, man. Get up and go to church or I'm kicking your butt. That's it. With families divided all over the country, mom's not around or dad's not around, no one's telling anyone to do anything. And I wanted to ask Pastor James Hogan if that's part of the play. The disintegration in the American family, Pastor, does that have anything to do with this as well?
It's the deepest wound this country has on so many levels.
Yeah.
All of the data, I mean, anybody from Gallup through Barna has done research on the impact of the broken home, and it is horrifying, and it's a cascade. So the further you get from the first generation of a single mother having to raise her kids on her own down to the third, fourth, fifth generation, the calamity is just, it's almost unstoppable. And it definitely impacts faith. We do thankfully have a lot of single mothers that come to Faith Bridge and that bring their children here. But I tell them, you've got to be courageous enough to stop the bleeding. Teach your daughters and your sons, you know, don't make these same mistakes. Give your kids a fighting chance at life. And it definitely, if one parent says, I'm going to take you to church on the weekend, and the other parent says, I'm going to let you play video games on the weekend, which one are they going to choose to want to hang out with?
No. And back in the day when I grew up, my man, they had the blue laws, right? So nothing was open. So you had nothing to do but go to church. Now,
right.
Not only is everything open, my man, but you also have 19 sports. So you got four. My son literally had two soccer games and two flag football games in one day. So our society and culture have also invaded the sanctuary as well, have they not, sir?
Oh, yeah. And the results of it's a self-feeding thing.
Yep.
You get away from church, and then the behavior at the ball field is horrible.
Yep.
Because you're not getting the parents aren't teaching the instruction. They're not even learning the instruction, and then they're passing nothing on to their kids. I was at one of my son's baseball games about 5 years ago, and I had to call the police because people, this was across the river, people were threatening to shoot the umpire. at a 10-year-old's baseball game because they didn't like the balls and strikes he was calling.
Man.
And that's we weren't that culture, and one of the biggest reasons we weren't that culture is because we were a culture of faith. And so you keep plugging away, you keep pushing, you celebrate the victories. You're right that the Catholic Church has taken a major hit.
Major.
But, I mean, you've been to the log cabin church. There are young people there.
There are
people that are flocking on their own to get something better than this confusing mishmash of garbage that's being fed to them in the world right now.
No, well, this is actually a profound point. So my argument is that a lot of Catholics are tired of the hypocrites who were molesting boys telling us what to do. We can't have pepperoni on pizza, and I'm exaggerating to make a point, but they do want faith. Do you believe, Pastor, that people still do want faith?
Oh, yeah. I have several Catholics who have left the Catholic Church that are coming to Faith Bridge. I have a couple that still go to Mass because they're convicted that, you know, you can't skip Mass.
Yeah.
And then they come to Faith Bridge after Mass. And then I've got a whole slew of folks who aren't happy with the merger who are saying, I'm on the fence. I might be leaving my church to come join yours. And so they're not giving up on faith. They're just saying there's just too much going on. I knew. I was an altar boy as well, and what I used to get mad because one of the priests here at St. Francis de Sales, where I was an altar boy, used to invite other kids over for movies on the weekend.
Whoa.
And I was never one of the ones that got invited.
Whoa.
And I'd get mad because the ones that went to the Catholic school were invited, and then it comes out last year that he was one of the guys that was molesting kids.
Mm.
You know, and I don't blame anybody who says sorry until the church makes this right somehow and goes way further than just trying to figure out how we protect the coffers enough that they're going to walk away and find someplace else to worship.
But Pastor James Hogan, give me your summation. I got about a minute. Is there a future for faith within the church itself, or is no one going to be going to church in 15 or 20 years?
Oh, there's going to be a church. And the Bible says that there's going to be a great falling away.
Wow.
I didn't expect it to be this type of a falling away, but you never know. I mean, the Jews didn't expect the Messiah to come through the birth canal of an unwed teen either, you know, but,
nice.
I firmly believe that the remnant is left are going to have strong faith and they're going to be on solid ground. The question is, where is everybody else going to be that's walked away? Because God doesn't change, and God wants you to have a relationship with him. So if you say, because of this and that, I'm going to refuse to have a relationship with God, he's never going to force that on you. And that includes after your heart stops beating, and you don't want to end up there.
My man, you are the only man of God that gives me faith. I know that puts a lot of pressure on you, but you have a gift, son. Don't give it up. Thanks.
Hey, love you, brother. Have a great day.
Later. He's the king.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.